Now, the rest of the story. They never called it Dead Man's Curve. Maybe they should have. People had already paid with their lives for traveling that scenic stretch of Sunset Boulevard. That's why the curve was improperly banked in the first place. Why the road itself was leaning the wrong way to enhance the scenery. For 8 motorists, the breathtaking view became literally that. It was the last thing they ever saw. January 24, 1961, Melvin was driving on Sunset Boulevard a few blocks from UCLA. He was approaching that hazardous curve. Night had fallen. The speed limit was 35. Melvin was driving under that. He looked up at a street sign, Bellagio Road, where one would be turning next to Bel Air. But the next instant, everything became nothing. For driving in the opposite direction was a brand new Oldsmobile. Behind the wheel was an 18-year-old boy. The young man said he was doing the limit when his car swerved into the oncoming lanes and head-on into Melvin. The boy's injuries were negligible, but it took firemen to cut Melvin out of his Aston Martin. Since the scene of the accident was so close to UCLA Hospital, Melvin was taken there. By the time his family converged, specialists were discussing the case. Melvin had a triple skull fracture. He had arrived unconscious. He was still in a coma. His wife Estelle and his son Noel stayed at his bedside, watching in anguish as doctor after doctor tried to revive him, their efforts in vain. The hours became days and Melvin remained comatose. Each morning a physician would walk into the hospital room, stand by the bed and call Melvin's name. Never a response. Until one specialist learned about Melvin's split personality, that there was another personality, somebody else living inside Melvin's head, who had a name all his own. And one morning on a hunch, that specialist stood at Melvin's bedside and he called out the other name. And Melvin, in that personality which was so unlike his own, in that voice so unlike his own, responded. Now, later, Melvin said that all of the while he was in a coma, he believed that he was dead, that he personally had been killed in that car crash, that there were survivors. Yes, more than one running around in Melvin's traumatized brain. Other characters, other personalities, hundreds, each distinct from one another. After 3 weeks, Melvin was still in a coma, still believing that he was dead, and yet responding to doctors in hundreds of voices which were not his own voice. By then, the city of Los Angeles had rebanked the dangerous curve on Sunset Boulevard, for it had so nearly robbed the world of so many on that dark January night. For Melvin was Mel Blanc, the creator of those many. It was based on his versatile voice that more than 400 cherished characters came into being, cartoon stars like Barney Rubble and Speedy Gonzales, Yosemite Sam and Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny. Mel Blanc came out of the coma. He's well today. For decades, you've loved the wonderful creatures he gave life. Now you'll never forget the day they saved his life. For now you know the rest of the story.